Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This congressman, John, Michael
McCaul,
wrote this book, and he is a man that is seeing the reports. He's seeing what's taking place. The book he wrote is called Failures of Imagination.
Yeah, doesn't he serve as the chairman of Homeland Security?
Yes. And it's just like a shutdown of people's imagination. Just to imagine with me, if you're standing in front of a train on the track and it's coming at you at 100 miles an hour, imagine what's going to happen, right? Mm. But it's like today is like, I just can't see that. I'm not sure what would happen, you know. Well, he's being interviewed here by Pat Robinson. This is so important. He sees the evidence. He sees the report. He's on Homeland Security, and he's warning us. As a matter of fact, let's go to the interview now.
America's inability to foresee the attacks of September 11th, 2001 was deemed a collective failure of imagination by the 9/11 Commission report. And despite the recent terror attacks on Paris and Brussels, Washington still lacks imagination, according to Texas Congressman Michael McCaul. In his book, Failures of Imagination, The Deadliest Threats to Our Homeland and How to Thwart Them, Representative McCaul outlines the horrific scenarios that lie in wait for our nation if we fail to act. McCaul explains how our vulnerabilities were created, how our enemies plan to exploit them, and what we can do to uncover and stop the plots before it's too late.
Well, Congressman Mike McCaul is with us right now from Washington. Congressman, talk about a cybersecurity attack. What would it do to us if somebody really hit us hard with one of those things? How would it affect us all the way across the board?
Well, you know, Pat, thanks for having me on your show. I think we talk a lot about the Islamist terror-based threat, but the cybersecurity is a completely different threat from the active shooter we saw in Paris and Brussels, San Bernardino. A cyber event could actually shut down power grids, financial institutions, cause absolute chaos across the nation. We saw Russia recently shut down Ukraine and its power grid. So this is the kind of thing that would be highly devastating, highly consequential. And it's something we need to protect against. We have great offensive capability ourselves, but it's a defensive capability that needs to be strengthened in this country.
What do? You have some hacker that hacks into the command and control modules or into the power grid. How do they get at it?
Well, you know, again, Russia's very good at this. China is very good at espionage. They stole 20 million security clearances from the federal government. Iran's really good at hacking into financial institutions. And I think what concerns me even more so is the fact that the jihadists now are trying to develop this capability. Their intent is very high to cause damaging, catastrophic cyber events in the nation. Their capabilities just aren't quite there yet.
Are we facing that EMP, that electronic magnetic pulse thing, where they explode some weapon in the up in the stratosphere someplace and shut down everything all at one time and fry the nodules of the power grid?
You know, EMP is something we are concerned about. I passed a bill out of my committee addressing this issue, and it can be caused by two things. One, a solar flare that can go across the globe and literally fry electronics. The other one could be man-made by a nuclear device being exploded overhead, say, New York City or Washington, completely frying all electronics. So that's something that we're also very concerned about and trying to guard and protect against.
Well, I know we're concerned. I'm concerned. You're concerned. But how can we stop it? You know, Tom Clancy wrote a book about somebody putting a freighter in the Baltimore Harbor and then launching a nuclear missile from some freighter, you know. Is that possible where they can do that and they blow one up in the atmosphere?
Well, it could. I think it's a lower probability, but a high damaging, obviously, experience. What I talk about in the book are all these different threat vectors. you know, whether it be ISIS and what they want to do against us in the United States, whether it be Russia and Mr. Putin and his aggression, whether it be a cybersecurity attack or a biological weapon being brought into the United States. These are all very real threats. And the reason I wrote the book is because I think the American people deserve to know the truth about the threats that we face as a nation. And I think for too long, this administration has downplayed those threats, and they haven't been honest about those threats. And we really need to deal with them as policymakers head on.
Well, are we living in a fool's paradise? In all seriousness, I mean, we're working about all this election, and everybody's worrying about Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, et cetera. But underlying is this incredible danger to our country. Are we facing it in the administration, in Congress, at the higher levels of our government?
I think that we are facing probably the highest threat level since 9/11. We've arrested over 80 ISIS followers in the United States. We've disrupted hundreds of plots against the West. And so it is a concern. When I talk a lot in the book, I start out with my father, who was a World War II veteran, bombardier in a B-17, part of the D-Day invasion, how they defeated fascism. And then we had Reagan, who defeated communism. And now, Pat, we have a new threat, and it's radical Islamist extremism that I believe we have to be really honest in our discussions with the country about what we need to do to stop it. I think this president has consistently downplayed that threat narrative. And my book is just an honest counter narrative, if you will, honest assessment of the threats we face as a nation.
Well, he won't even use the term Islamic terrorism. He won't identify those people. He, you know, and many times these attacks have taken place, and he says, well, they're just, a police action. Who's going to tell the people?
Well, my book does that, and I appreciate you talking about my book on your program. Workplace violence with Fort Hood, al-Baghdadi declares a caliphate the very week the president says the war on terror is over. This is really not a very good public service to the American people, and so I try to tell them the truth. And I know you have a lot of Christians watching this show. Not to mention the fact that ISIS has killed so many Christians over there in the worst way. I mean, they kill their Muslim brothers, but they have killed so many Christians and literally crucified them. And they are so barbaric that we just don't want to see that threat, ISIS, come into this country.
The president called them the JV team. If you were sitting in the Oval Office and you had the stroke of the pen as commander-in-chief, what would you do to eliminate ISIS?
Well, I think we need a military strategy. We haven't had one. I've talked to high-level military officials. We can accomplish this. We can defeat the caliphate and destroy it with a military objective. We also need a political resolution to Syria and the civil war and Mr. Assad and diplomatic as well. But I think also we need a counter narrative to this ideology that's spreading throughout the globe. They are using the internet in the most powerful way to spread their propaganda of radical Islamist jihad in a global sense, so much so that they've recruited 40,000 foreign fighters to the region from 120 different countries. This is the biggest concern to Europe right now when they have 5,000 of them. We've had hundreds in the United States. And every day, people in Syria are talking to Americans in the United States to commit acts of jihad. And finally, Pat, they've been able to master the internet to even speak in darkness, in encrypted terms, where we can't even see what they're saying. This is one of the biggest challenges I think that federal law enforcement has, is how can we stop that threat when we can't even see what they're saying.
Well, I appreciate it, and I recommend your book, Congressman. It's Failures of Imagination. If you want to, this is like a thriller written by a member of, he's the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee of the House. And, Congressman, thank you so much for being with us.
Pat, it's great to be with you. Thanks.
I'm so thankful for leaders, congressmen and senators,
yes,
who are just standing up for us and keeping an eye thank you, Congressman Michael McCaul.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And I want to encourage you to be able to get his book.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.